Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England with a clear night. Temperatures have dropped back into the teens and 20s in most locations. However, that same high pressure will produce a ton of sunshine today across the entire region. With full sunshine, we'll have a quick turnaround and off our morning lows back through the 20s and 30s. And most everyone will top out in the mid-40s on average by mid to late afternoon. With that same high pressure center in control overnight tonight, skies will remain clear. And with light winds, temperatures will drop off quickly. Most everyone will be back into the 20s for overnight lows, but some locations, especially across the higher terrain with a deep snowpack, will slide back into the single digits and teens by sunrise tomorrow. That same high will begin to push away during the day tomorrow, and although we'll start off with full sunshine, clouds will gradually increase from west to east across the region. It'll stay dry through the daylight hours tomorrow as high temperatures push up toward the 50-degree mark. The next front will make a run at us after dark on Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. An area of precipitation along the front will break out. Most valley locations will see precipitation mainly in the form of rain showers, with temperatures holding in the middle and upper 30s. However, some of the higher terrain could see temperatures back below freezing overnight, and areas of freezing rain and slick spots are possible overnight into Wednesday morning. Either way, it looks like most everyone will climb above freezing and into the 40s again on Wednesday. Still, with that front nearby, we do run the risk of scattered showers and additional showers, perhaps a steadier rain possible here and there during the day on Thursday and Friday, as energy associated with the same front works its way through. High temperatures later in the week will make it into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains. A strong wind field associated with a mid-level jet stream will enhance deep layer shear across the western half of Texas and in much of Oklahoma. This, combined with increased instability, will be favorable for supercells with the potential for large hail. The more dominant supercells may also be associated with an isolated tornado threat. Wind damage may also accompany some of the supercells and organized multicells. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough is moving across the Pacific Northwest and will bring active weather across the region into the northern Rockies through the day tomorrow. Widespread light precipitation is expected for the Pacific Northwest, and winter weather advisories have been issued for the Cascades. Tomorrow, a steady stream of moisture will provide continuous rounds of showers and high-elevation snow across the Northwest and into the northern Rockies, where winter storm warnings have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under clear skies and 10 above zero, with a northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 19, 75% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.68 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 5 below zero at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the mid-40s, Boston, sunny and breezy, near 40, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature, 36, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of light snowflakes yesterday, 36 inches of snow for the month, which is 26.3 inches above normal, and 74.9 inches for the season, which is 18.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high 74 set in 1986, and the record low 2 above 0 in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m. 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. clear and cold tonight, lows back into the upper teens to around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior New York and New England, sunshine today and pleasantly cool with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Clear skies tonight with lows back into the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the middle 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly cool today, and high temperatures in the mid-40s. Clear, seasonably cold tonight, back into the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds near 50. A chance of showers, maybe some icy spots overnight Tuesday night and first thing Wednesday morning. Then showers Wednesday afternoon in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday, with a chance of showers both days in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Saturday in the upper 40s, and a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday. On Easter, high temperatures near 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.